everybody. Well, I am a student at Strong City Baltimore, and I have one more class to take, and then I'm done altogether. I have my math, which is completely mortifying for me. I hate math, and I frankly feel like math hates me. But I know I need to do it and get it done with. But I think probably 11th grade is when, like, everything just started going downhill. I was going to a school that was predominantly Caucasian, and a lot of the people there, they were bad teachers. The principal, he just turned a blind eye to everything. Long as basically you had money to go towards fundraising for the school, anything else he didn't care about. So I left. And at 17 years old and having the free will to just go and do online classes, I didn't care about any of that stuff. Like, I just wanted to go out and hang out with my friends. And I was already working, and I'm like, you know, the whole point of going to school is to graduate, get a job, and just survive in this world. So I was like, I'm good. I don't have to go to school. Like, who cares? But my mother didn't feel that way. So, of course, she was on my back constantly. Tried every little method we possibly could have done. Didn't happen. So years went by. Still wasn't doing anything as far as school is concerned, but I was still working. And then I got laid off. I was working from the age of 18 to 26 at one particular place, and everyone got laid off, the whole company. So now I'm devastated. I'm like, what am I going to do? I don't have a GED. I don't have a high school diploma. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do because I know I need this. There's no one that's going to really hire me if I don't have this. And she was just like, well, what are we going to do? And I'm like, well, we. And she was like, yeah, you know, because my mother's always been a strong supporter of me, period. I'm her only child. So we're a partner. Like, we're partners in this game of life, and she's always been right there by my side no matter what. So she's like, well, I'm going to look into some things, and I'll let you know. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. So then she comes to me, and she tells me about a program. And I'm like, I don't know, Mom. I'm like, all these people going to be younger than me, or they're going to be older than me. And I'm like, I'm too old to go back to school. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to go. And it really felt like the first day of school all over again. She's like, do I have to get out this car and take you out the car? I'm like, no, like, I'll get out. I'm like, please, because I know she will. So I went in, and I think the first person I met was Miss Kathleen or Miss Joanne, one of the two. But I went into class, and surprisingly, I was the youngest person there. So that actually made me happy. That was a little off my back. And I just remember from the first day, I just felt completely comfortable. I didn't have any jitters, no butterflies, nothing. I was just like, you know what? I'm here to learn, and I'm here to get old. But in the meantime, I was doing more than learning. I was actually starting to make friends. And I was starting to be more confident in myself, because that was another thing. I didn't think that me going back to school was going to change anything for me, but it actually did. I looked at it as a stepping stone to the person that I need to be and the person that I'm going to become. And now I can honestly say that I'm glad that I listened to my mother. Like, I know that nobody can possibly think that until they get older, but I'm like, you know what? She actually knows what she's talking about. But Miss Kathleen was, like, one of the best teachers I've had in a long time. And I can't really say that she taught me anything new, but she helped me to remember the things that I already learned when I was in high school. And English was one of my favorite subjects. And because of the teacher I had in high school, she made me hate English. And Miss Kathleen brought it back to life for me. So thanks, Miss Kathleen. And then I had Miss Joanne. Miss Joanne, by far, is like one of the most sarcastic people I've ever met in my whole entire life. So we kind of saw eye to eye with each other, because I got a smart mouth too. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I hate when she's like, Elizabeth, no, you're going to do this. No, I'm going to work with you. You're going to do this class, and you're going to get under your belt. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Miss Joanne. And every subject I possibly had, regardless, she was on my back about. Because the one thing I can say is that the people that work at Strong City Baltimore, they believe in you, even when you don't believe in yourself. And I was one of those people. And now I can truly say I believe in myself. I know I can do it, and I will do it. So summer 16, I will be done, finished, completely free of Strong City Baltimore, and I will be able to know that I have my GED, and I can go above and beyond and wherever else. Thank you for having me.